It's 8:55 and 57 degrees, and it's time to check in now with Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're off to a little bit of a lower start, although pretty quiet kind of sums it up to start the new week here this morning. We have July corn at 388, down 2 3/4. September corn at 390.5, down 2 3/4. December corn at 395.25, that's down 3 cents. July soybeans at 1062.75, down 2 1/4. August soybeans at 1064.5, down 2 1/2. November soybeans at 1054, that's down 0.5 cents. July Chicago wheat, 468.75, down 6. September wheat at 478, also down 6. December Chicago wheat at 493.25, down 6 cents. July Kansas City wheat, 449.25, down 6 3/4. September KC wheat at 465.5, down 7 1/4. And December wheat at 490, down 7 cents. Mostly higher cattle trade here this morning. June cattle at 123.75, up 32 cents. August cattle 119.35, up 62. October cattle at 118.62, up 65 cents. May feeders 148.92, up $1.87. August feeders at 148.07, up $1.82. June hogs 81.75, down 20 cents. July hogs at 82.27, down 27 cents. And August hogs at 81.77, down 35. Like I said, pretty quiet on the grains here this morning, expecting some warm-up to come as we move through the end of the week. So that's offering a little pressure here with the 6 to 10, 8 to 14 forecast, both showing above normal temperatures here. So that's kind of what the doctor ordered here as far as what the weather needs to be over the coming days. Like Drew mentioned there, not seeing much concern here with the cool temperatures over the weekend. We'll see some rain in the southern parts of the Midwest here this week, so that'll keep those areas a little on the wet side. Of course, southern Illinois, some of those areas continue to be too wet to plant here, so it could see some progress here in the northern parts of the Corn Belt as the week goes on. As far as crop progress, expecting corn planting to be about 75% planted in this afternoon's report. That compares to 64% last week. Expecting beans to be around 35% done. That compares to about 23% last week. We'll have NOPA crush out here this morning. Like I mentioned, crop progress out this afternoon. We're expecting possibly seeing an Informa acreage update here sometime today, too, so the market will be on the lookout for that. But like I said, otherwise, pretty quiet. Looks like a pretty quiet week. Commitment to Traders report on Friday reminded the trade that the funds are holding a very sizable long position on beans. They added to that in the last week, estimated that position right around 200,000 contracts or so long for the traditional funds. Corn holding on to a little bit of a long position overall, and wheat still showing the funds a little bit of a net short position. So we'll continue to monitor that as the week goes on. Otherwise, like I said, a pretty quiet start to the week. We'll see how the trade unfolds here as the week goes on, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report.
Yep, have a great day. Thank you.
You bet. Aaron Curtis joining us this morning from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois.